Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Tell that slave driver to shove that sweatshop right up his...
Take this job and shove it.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
All around us, the intersections of space and time are conjoined in the cosmos with the apex of the vortex of the O-zone and the E-zone and the Y-zone phases into one bitch of a weekend.
Nothing matters but the weekend.
A weekend warrior, lazy. A weekend warrior, sometimes. A weekend warrior, baby. You ain't that way anymore.
Get under love. Weekend lover.
Welcome to your Friday Quick Fix. This week, we're going to do a concert review. I had the opportunity to go see Mr. Big on their final farewell tour. So let's get into this episode. The show was January 23rd here in Atlanta. It took place at the Variety Playhouse, which is essentially a 1,000-person capacity. It's an old theater that was converted from 1940s. It's an old movie theater. It's in the little Five Points area of Atlanta, and I would say there were probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 650 people that were at that concert, so a little over half full. It was a Tuesday night. It was not great weather in Atlanta this week, so that could have kept some people away. I will say that tickets were super affordable, and that's one of the things I enjoy most about these type shows. They're intimate, but they're still affordable. So I paid $93 all in for two general admission tickets, and that's fees and all. And it was not a Live Nation Ticketmaster show. It was an Access Tickets show. And we ended up being able to sit in the balcony with really good seats. So it's not like we had to stand for the entire show or anything like that. So it was fantastic. We paid $10 for parking, I think. And that was pretty much it. Along the way, we had dinner at a place called Hattie B's Hot Chicken. They're fairly famous in Nashville. It's like one of the hot Nashville hot chicken places there in Nashville. But it's really good. I had a chicken sandwich. My wife had chicken tenders, and it was fantastic. So if you get the opportunity to eat at Hattie B's, as long as you don't mind super spicy, it will make your nose run, but definitely worth the trip to Hattie B's for dinner.
Hi, I'm Ben Stiller, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
So let's get into tonight's activities. All right. So if you're unfamiliar with Mr. Big is a rock band that was formed in 1988. Their pretty much out of the Bay Area. This is composed of Eric Martin on lead vocals, Paul Gilbert from Racer X on guitars, Billy Sheehan, who was just out of David Lee Roth's band, on bass, and Pat Torpey on drums. Pretty much a hard rock blues band. I mean, Eric Martin's vocals are fantastic. He's really him, Billy Sheehan. It's definitely a musician's band for sure, but they have really good songwriting. I think most people remember the song, I'm the One That To Be With You. That was their huge hit. It's a lot like the success that Extreme had with their big hit single. Anyway, this was their farewell tour. Pat Torpey, who was the original drummer, passed away from Parkinson's disease, I think probably 2 or 3 years prior to this. And they brought in new drummer Nick DiVirgilio, who had been playing in Paul Gilbert's band, but he's like a super great drummer. He plays in a bunch of these progressive bands and everything with all these musicians. So he was a normal ad for the band, because when you're playing with Billy Sheehan and Paul Gilbert, you got to be able to hold your own, I'm sure. So they were doing this final tour, and part of the final tours that they were playing their second album, Lean Into It, from front to back.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Eric Martin from the band Mr. Big, and you're listening to me on the Growing Up Rock podcast with Steven and Sonny.
Listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So So I was looking forward to seeing Mr. Big. I've probably only seen them maybe once back in the day on that first tour, but that I think is the only time that I've ever seen them live. So this roughly was my second. Maybe there's another time that I'm forgetting in there somewhere, but I love Mr. Big. I've got all the records. I enjoy their music. It's just good straight ahead, bluesy, hard rock, and fantastic playing to boot with that. So just great band to see live. They've had, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 studio albums in all. Picked them up and have been a fan since that first album released in 89, the Mr. Big debut. So the night was marketed as an evening with Mr. Big. So no opening act, nothing like that. It was just Mr. Big, and that was pretty much it. And then they said up front that they were playing Lean Into It in its entirety, which would cover some songs that they haven't played in quite some time. So they hit the stage roughly about 8:30. They were running a little bit late, which I'm not sure why, because there was no opening acts, but they opened with Addicted to That Rush off the first record, and then they played sort of a deep track take cover off of the Hey Man record, which is a lesser known record. So that was a little bit of a surprise. It's not a bad song. I can just think of several other tunes I would rather hear than take cover, but it's fine. And then they played a more recent tune, and I think it's off of What If or The Stories We Could Tell. I'm not sure which one, but they played Undertow, which is a good rocker. And then they went into the Lean Into It album from front to back. And so, of course, they played Daddy, Brother, Lover, Little Boy, and they pretty much played it in order. They played Alive and Kickin', Greenton and 60s Mine, Lucky This Time, Voodoo Kiss, Never Say Never, Just Take My Heart, My Kind of Woman, A Little Too Loose, Road to Ruin, and To Be With You. Of course, they got to play that song, right? They came back. They did Wild World, which was the Cat Stevens tune. They had a guitar solo. Of course, Paul did a guitar solo. They hit Colorado Bulldog, and then Billy did his bass solo. And then they did Shy Boy. This might be a fan favorite, but for me, I was just kind of like, why? I mean, I understand that it's Billy's song from Talas. I get all of that. It was a David Lee Roth song. I really get all that. There were just other Mr. Big tunes that I would have much rather heard than Shy Boy. And I didn't think that it was particularly all that great, but it is what it is. 30 Days in the Hole, they did, which, of course, that was on the first record. They did a cover of the Olympics' Good Lovin', and they all switched instruments for this. So the drummer came and played guitar, Billy sang, and Eric played bass, and Paul Gilbert went behind the drum kit and played drums. They actually pulled it off pretty good. It wasn't too bad. It sounded halfway decent, so they all did a really good job. That was kind of cool and kind of impressive. And then they went on and end with Bob O'Reilly from The Who. Set-wise, it was cool hearing the Lean Into It record in full. There were some songs that probably they've never played or haven't played in ages, which was cool. There was just some stuff missing from like the first record that I would have loved to hear, and they didn't cover some of the other records at all. Like, you know, well, I guess they did have Colorado Bulldog from Bump Ahead, but there were some stuff off of Get Over It and, you know, Actual Size, and just there were some stuff missing. And for your final tour, it seems like you would want to sort of cover a little bit something from every album as it's your final. But overall, it was a great show. You know, definitely a musician's concert with Billy and Paul. It sounded great. New drummer did a great job, especially with backing vocals, stuff like that. Eric Martin struggled a little bit, and they had actually canceled the show right before the Atlanta date because somebody was sick in the band. So my guess is that the person was sick was Eric Martin, because usually when somebody's sick and you have to cancel a date, it's because of the singer. You can't just change a guitar string or drum head. So he was struggling just a little bit, but overall he still sounded good, especially given his age and everything. So yeah, I mean, it was an enjoyable concert for me. I don't know if my wife enjoyed it as much. She didn't know much of the music, but overall I think she thought it was okay. we really enjoyed being able to watch it from the balcony and see really well and not have to stand the entire time, because it just gets sort of taxing on our bodies when we're standing for long periods of time. So yeah, overall, it was a good show. I'd encourage you, if you're not that familiar with Mr. Big, to go out and check out their records. I would start with the debut. I think the debut Mr. Big record probably is my favorite record overall by them. But you can't go wrong with Lean Into It either. And some of the lesser known records have great stuff on it as well. So check out Mr. Big. I think that they're recording a new album. They're done touring after this tour, and I believe that that's going to be the case. You'll still see them out there in various projects on their own, but I don't think Mr. Big is going to tour anymore after this. And they did say that they had more material, so they may just put out a record or a final record or something like that to go with the tour. But overall, it was an enjoyable time. That's pretty much it. That's your Friday Quick Fix in the books. See ya.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend. Can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com. Growing Up Rock is a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Pantheon is the place for music lovers. Check us out, along with many other great music podcasts, on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.